Today we're diving into a very specific future jungle move that can completely change the attitude of your drums. The snare snap offset in Ableton Live 12. And this is not about making the snare simply late or off the grid for the sake of it. It's about micro timing. It's about separating the edge of the hit from the weight of the hit, so the snare feels like it bites first and lands with authority a moment later. That tiny relationship can make a break feel more alive, more human, and way more dangerous. In jungle and drum and bass, the snare is everything. It's the anchor, the pulse, the thing that tells the listener where the groove is leaning. So when we get this right, the whole track feels more urgent without getting messy. We're going to build this in a way that works for advanced future jungle production, but also keeps a mastering mindset from the start. That means we want the snare to hit hard, stay controlled, and survive the final limiter without turning harsh or flattened. Let's get into it. First, think of the snare as three separate jobs. There's the edge of the hit, there's the weight of the hit, and there is the room around the hit. If all three arrive at exactly the same moment, the snare can actually feel smaller than it should. But if we separate them just a little, the ear hears motion. The snap gives the cue, and the body confirms the impact. That's the whole magic. Start by choosing your source material carefully. You want a strong break loop, and you want a snare you actually like. In future jungle, a classic break with natural ghost notes is a great base, but don't rely on the break alone. Layer it with a cleaner snare top or a snap for definition. In Ableton Live 12, put the break on an audio track. Warp it if you need to, but don't overwarp a break that already feels good. If the sample needs it, use Complex Pro, but be subtle. Then isolate a snare hit from the break, or duplicate the track and consolidate a clean snare moment. On another track, add a separate one-shot snare or a clap snare hybrid. At this stage, you're not replacing the original snare character. You're creating a controlled relationship between layers. Now build the snare stack inside a drum rack. This is the cleanest workflow because it lets you edit each piece independently before you glue everything together. A solid rack setup would be one pad for the snare body, one pad for the snap layer, one optional pad for a break snare slice or ghost snare, and maybe one extra pad for a noise tick if you want more edge. Use Simpler on each pad if you're working with one shots or slices. For the body layer, trim the start tightly and keep it focused. If it's already a clean sample, warp can stay off. For the snap layer, trim right to the transient, keep it short, and high pass it so the low mid clutter disappears. Somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz is often a good starting point for the high pass. The important thing here is sample start alignment. If your layers come from different sources, make sure the starts are aligned before you do timing offsets. A bad sample start can fake a groove shift that disappears once the sample is trimmed properly. Now we get to the core move. The future jungle trick is to let the snap arrive first, and delay the body just a tiny bit. Not the whole snare, just the body. Keep the snap layer locked on grid, and nudge the body later by around 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do this by nudging the audio directly, or by using track delay to test the feel before committing. Start small. 5 milliseconds is already enough to change the perception. 10 milliseconds can be really effective. 15 is getting into territory where it can start sounding lazy if the arrangement is already loose. This works because the ear latches onto the earliest transient as the hit. So when the snap appears first, it reads like a sharp forward bite. Then the body arrives a moment later and gives you the weight. That's how you get punch without simply turning the snare up louder. When you're testing this, don't just listen for early versus late. Listen for whether the snare starts the phrase or just sits inside it. Listen for whether it pushes the bass forward or gets swallowed. And listen for whether it still feels solid after it goes through the rest of the mix and master chain. Next, shape the snap so it reads as a transient, not harsh fizz. This is really important in darker DNB, because a bad snap can turn into brittle top-end noise fast. On the snap layer, use a Q8 first. High pass it, cut any boxy buildup around 500 to 900 Hz if needed, and if you want more edge, add a gentle boost around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep it tasteful. You're not trying to make the snap sound like white noise. You're trying to make it cut through the break and the bass. After that, add saturator with a little drive, maybe 1.5 to 4 dB, and use soft clip if you want a tighter, more compact hit. If the snap needs more smack, drum bus can help too. A small positive transient move and a touch of drive can make the layer feel more expensive without overcooking it. And keep it short. If the snap rings, it will smear the offset and fight the break. The snap should feel like a timing cue, not a second snare tail. Now let's talk groove. A snare offset only really works if the rest of the drum pocket supports it. If your brake is already pushing forward and your snare body is slightly late, that can feel incredible. But if the brake is too lazy, the whole thing can just collapse into drag. A good starting point is to apply swing or humanization to the brake. Keep the snare stack more rigid than the brake, and let ghost notes breathe slightly off-grid. The brake can have movement, while the snare acts as the focused point of impact. In a 16-bar drop, one really effective approach is to keep bars 1 to 4 tight and disciplined, then gradually loosen the brake in bars 5 to 8, and introduce a small variation in the snare offset amount in bars 9 to 16. That keeps the loop evolving without making it feel random. Once the timing feels right, we need to unify the layers on a snare bus. This is where you stop thinking like an editor and start thinking like a mixer. Add drum bus first if the snare needs more weight or attitude. Keep the drive subtle. If you push crunch, keep it tiny. Then add glue compressor with a slower attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release that breathes naturally. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not flattening. If the snap still feels separate, you can reduce the offset a little or add a touch more compression, so the layers speak together. If it feels too flat, back off the compression and preserve the micro contrast. A nice advanced move is to automate the glue compressor threshold slightly at the start of a phrase. Let the first downbeat of a new section hit a little harder, then relax it afterward. Tiny moves like that can make the snare feel alive without obvious pumping. And now the rest of the mix has to leave room for the trick. In DNB, the bass and hats can easily blur the transient. So on your bass bus, use EQ8 to avoid excessive energy in the snap zone, usually somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz if the reese is crowded there. Keep the sub stable and mono. Utility is your friend here. On the hats and percussion bus, high pass aggressively if needed. And if the hats are crowding the snare snap, try a tiny volume dip right before the snare lands. That kind of supporting automation is subtle, but it makes the snare feel much clearer. One classic future jungle arrangement trick is call and response. Let the snare lead, then let the bass answer right after. That creates motion and tension. The snare says the question, and the bass finishes the sentence. Another very useful mindset here. The snap is not decoration. It is a timing cue. The body is the impact confirmation. That's a great way to judge this technique. If the offset sounds great at low volume but falls apart when loud, the problem usually isn't the timing itself. It's often too much transient contrast between the layers. In that case, reduce the difference before you change the offset again. Now let's turn this into arrangement energy. Don't keep the exact same offset through the whole track. Variation is what makes advanced DNB feel alive. For example, in bars 1 to 8 of the drop, keep the offset subtle and controlled. In bars 9 to 16, bring the snap forward a little more or add a second snap layer for extra urgency. As switch up, maybe nudge the body slightly later or add a ghost snare before the main hit. Then, before the breakdown, tighten things back up for a more direct, intimidating feel. You can also automate the snap volume, the snap filter, the reverb send on transition bars, or the drum bus drive on the snare group. These small moves make the groove evolve without changing the actual pattern too much. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, there are a few extra tricks worth trying. You can layer in a distorted noise snap very quietly, high pass it hard, and let it add menace without taking over. You can automate a little more drive on the first snare of every 8 bars to create a re-engage moment. You can also pair the offset with a short reese response, where the bass answers slightly after the snare for a strong call and response push. Ghost snare slices from the break can also fill the gap around the offset and make the groove feel more complex. And if your low end is clean and mono, the snare offset will feel much heavier. Now, because this lesson sits in the mastering area, let's do a final check from that perspective. Make sure the snare still works in mono. Check that it feels punchy at lower playback levels. Make sure the snap isn't creating nasty spikes that slam the limiter too hard. And make sure the low end stays solid when the snare hits. A mastering-friendly workflow is to leave headroom before mastering, roughly around minus 6 dB peak on the mix bus if you can. Use gentle clipping or saturation earlier in the drum chain if you need to tame peaks. If the snare is too spiky, reduce the transient a little before the master limiter. The goal is not just the loudness. The goal is a snare that still cuts after compression, limiting, and club playback. Let's do a quick practice pass. Build a 2-bar future jungle drum phrase. Load one break and one clean snare one shot. Split the snare into body and snap layers in a drum rack. Test the body offset at 5, 10 and 15 milliseconds. Add EQ8 and saturator to the snap. Add drum bus and glue compressor to the snare bus. Put a bass drone or a reese underneath and see which version feels the most urgent without sounding late. Then save the rack as a template. If you want to really train your ear, make three versions. One clean and tight version with almost no offset. One offset-led version where the body is delayed and the snap stays locked. And one evolving version, where the offset changes every couple of bars with a little automation on the snare bus. Listen in mono and stereo. Listen with the break alone. And then with bass underneath. Then rebuild your favorite version from scratch without looking at the original session. That's where the learning really locks in.